Lizzo claims pop music is racist inherently, was used to segregate black artists from being mainstream. By David Ng on November 28, 2022. Mega pop star Lizzo has made the outlandish claim that pop music itself is racist inherently, arguing that the genre was created to segregate black artists from mainstream music, with the intent to ghettoize them in genres like R&B. In an interview Friday with Entertainment Weekly, Lizzo, whose net worth is estimated to be around $12 million, was asked about what it's like for a black singer to perform pop music, which the magazine called white feeling. "Absolutely. Well, genre's racist inherently," she said. "I think if people did any research they would see that there was race music and then there was pop music. And race music was their way of segregating black, sick, artists from being mainstream, because they didn't want their kids listening to music created by black and brown people because they said it was demonic and yada, yada, yada." Lizzo said people associate pop music with MTV in the 80s, which was geared toward people in the middle of America. "And we all know what that's code for," she said. The singer made a passing reference to two black pop stars with mass audiences, Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey. But she and the magazine bizarrely ignored numerous other black pop stars: Michael Jackson, Tina Turner, Beyoncé, Lionel Richie, Prince, John Legend, Alicia Keys, and many more. On Friday, Lizzo posted a slow-mo Instagram video in which she twerked in her underwear to promote her Yeezy line of clothes for plus-sized women. As Breitbart News reported, Lizzo landed on the November cover of Vanity Fair magazine for an interview in which she spoke about abortion, being fat, and playing President James Madison's crystal flute while working. The pop star also addressed criticism that her music is aimed at white audiences. "I am not making music for white people," she said. Despite that claim, the pop star has worked predominantly with white producers and songwriters on her last three albums, partnering on some of her greatest hits with the rock band X Ambassadors, whose members are all white. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.